Today we have two artists and six houses. Each artist will paint three houses and one person will literally win $100,000. To get this far, they've had to do some crazy things. They made art locked in a cage, under a bed, and on a car.
Oh my gosh.
They worked with 10,000 pounds of clay, 500,000 jelly beans, and even got to collaborate with some of social media's biggest influencers.
Come on.
I didn't sign up for this.
And now Nick and David have to make it through my biggest challenge yet.
Oh, yes! No shot.
David, a 20-year-old art student from Ohio, entered this competition in the bottom.
I'm so sad and surprised.
But ever since, the winner is David.
Yes!
He has emerged as a front runner with his vibrant art.
Wow, this is beautiful.
Super fun videos.
Welcome to Planet David.
And a passion for spreading joy.
Yes.
This is the most magical experience. I've made so much art and have really honed in on what I'm good at. And it would mean the absolute world for me to win.
Standing in David's way is his biggest rival.
I need a new brush.
Too bad you ain't gonna get one.
Nick might be my biggest competition.
Nick is a 23-year-old up-and-coming artist from Florida who has wowed me with his impressive editing and directing.
Nick, I'm impressed with the editing. Very captivating.
That, along with his art,
ooh,
and his kind-hearted personality,
wow, this is so dope,
has made him a truly dynamic competitor.
I'm running.
I'm so stoked to be here. Let's not mess this up. Losing would definitely crush me, but now it's just more motivation to win for the people who support me back at home and for my family.
But now, it's time for the finale of Instant Influencer with me, ZHC.
Oh my God.
What?
Crazy.
I cannot believe I'm in the finals. David, you're the homie, but this is business. I'm coming for you.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna kick Nick's butt. I'm ready, girl. Let's do it.
What is this?
Good morning, Nick and David.
Good morning.
You are the two artists that made it through everything I've thrown at you. And today, I'm about to give you your challenge that will win you $100,000.
God.
As you see here, there are six tiny houses. And today, you will each be customizing three of them. But there's more. Right now, you can see that we are at the historic Spruce Goose stage on the Google campus. 20 miles east of us is an empty lot. Soon, that empty lot will become the site of the Arroyo Seco Tiny Home Village.
The Hope of the Valley will soon be opening the doors to this village to help bridge the gap between living on the streets and transitioning into permanent housing.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
I care so much about helping people feel loved and safe through art, so this site aligns perfectly with everything that I care for.
The Arroyo Seco Tiny Homes Village will be the largest of its kind in America.
Wow.
Oh, she's so excited for this, Dana.
This is way bigger than just winning some sort of challenge. It's more about being able to give back to the community. Doing this on this sort of level is absolutely life-changing.
The winner of today's challenge will not only win the $100,000, but you will take your winning designs and make a collaboration video with me, where we customize an entire village.
Oh my God.
And it's not a small village. It's gonna be 117 houses for people in need.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is by far the most insane challenge I've given you this entire competition. For this challenge, you have to customize your three houses and make a video that documents your work. And to help you today, I brought back my team.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah.
Nick, you get a Michelle and Mackenzie. David, you get a Jazz and Jake.
Let's go.
They will help you plan, paint, cut, hold your hand, literally whatever you need, they'll be there for you.
Yeah,
I love that.
Amazing.
Also joining you today will be my channel's videographer and editor, Gabe.
Yes.
Gabe.
Okay. More help. More help.
Yes.
And lastly, here are a few familiar faces.
Yes. 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 Ryan and Sophie, welcome back. Ryan, please go with Nick. And Sophie, please go with David.
With all their help and all you've learned along this journey, I have very, very high expectations for you. And I want you to apply that to your final influencer video.
Got it.
In order to give you the best chance at this, I'm going to give you 12 hours over 2 days to make this happen.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. All right, hype me up, hype me up.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's
right,
go, let's
cool,
go.
Down. Nick, uh-huh. David, yes. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes. We got it.
Yeah.
And it all starts now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Meet up.
Okay. All right. Game plan.
Guys, okay, game plan. Okay. So,
housing these people, like, this is the most important thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
So now there's pressure, and I need to do well.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we got this.
Zach keeps putting the stakes up and making things harder. It's just so important and so major. This is crazy.
I totally want your guys' ideas and everything. This is definitely the toughest challenge so far, but I just want to go out with a bang and give it my all because I know this is also to help people in need. Now there's 10 times more pressure, and I can't let you guys down. I've always wanted to kind of give back to people in need, so yeah, this is like super big for me. I want to do one house completely dedicated to like peace, one house completely dedicated to love, and one house to hope. I really just want to remind the people that are going to be living here, no matter how hard times get, there's always peace, love, and hope still in this world.
So I want these to be like positive landscapes, like sanctuaries.
I want different sectors of this village. You'd have the solar sun area, and then you have like this pink nature scape, and then you have like a celestial area, like all the constellations, but they're all interconnected because like I believe that everyone's connected.
I love the color
it's
palette.
Like, we'll do some planning, but you're obviously taking full creative control.
Okay.
So let's start with the intro. So this is boom, 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 or today, boom, 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 boom. So we'll do like two takes just to be safe. Probably like actually five.
I want it to be as dynamic as possible.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Wait, how do you open the door?
David?
Oh, no.
Today, my team and I have 12 hours to create beautiful artwork on these homes for people in need. Perfect.
Yes.
Now you guys, right, please start sketching.
Yeah,
okay. Start working on the backs.
All right, counting you down. Oh. Go back in.
Oh,
go back
okay
in.
Today I'm gonna be. Just go back in and keep.
I just want the peace house because I think this is kind of a powerful image right here. I think
so
that'll be straight.
Straight on the front.
Yeah. So I'll take
and
care of that one.
And then you want. Okay. So love's gonna be on this side.
And hope
okay
on this
peace
side.
Peace on this
okay
side.
To work
and,
right here.
And hope on this side.
Yeah. You can work. Oh yeah. You can work on. Mackenzie, you can also work on this wall too.
All right.
Awesome.
These two guys have just grown so much. And this is a massive challenge that you are giving the artists. And this is for the finale. The stakes are higher than ever, right? Mm-hmm. But what I think is so cool about this specific challenge is that they're combining your love of customizing something and then also your passion for giving back. What specifically are you looking to have these artists bring to the table?
The really important thing I'm looking at is leadership. They have a team, they have to direct them.
Should this bottom line come closer to the pupil? Either a little closer or just make the circle a little bigger.
You want the circle bigger?
Honestly, it's your style too.
They need to take charge, they need to know what they want, and they need to know how to cater to their team members' strengths.
I cannot wait to make this into the most magical safe haven. Let's
yes
do it.
Yes!
Yes!
Now, the other thing I'm looking for is stunning, colorful pieces of art that brings positivity.
Mm-hmm.
These houses are for unhoused people
mm-hmm
that are transitioning, and yeah, I just want them to come over, be inspired, and just feel welcome.
That's incredible.
Today, I'm gonna be doing the most important painting of my entire freaking life. I'm gonna be, darn it!
It's all right.
I'm looking around, and I'm seeing Nick's work, and everyone's already started painting, and I'm like, okay.
We need to be faster.
Let's get started. Good?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So we're gonna start taping off the dreamscapes.
You can check off your little intro on your
oh
story.
Oh my God, a little to-do
yeah
list.
Nice and organized.
Beautiful, dude. I told you that already. I freaking love it. It literally looks like you took it off the page.
I think the best thing is gonna be getting everything covered in block that we wanna keep white,
mm-hmm,
and then just getting all the paint rolled up.
Okay.
But I think once the walls are colored, we're gonna start doing more details.
Are you worried at all?
No, I'm very confident. I like
really
my team a lot. I like you guys.
Awesome.
I'm loving the way my team is working. I like to try to keep it positive. I always like to tell other artists, whether they think it or not, that they're doing a great job. I'm feeling so good. I'm so happy you guys are on my team.
Awesome.
This one, like, besides the clouds over here, just stick them around because they're just gonna be floating.
Wait, so do you want these circles inside the yellows?
Love it, yes, okay.
That was super fast. Yes,
then
that's perfect.
Get lighter and darker.
Yes, that's perfect.
Cool.
And then,
Hey
guys.
Hi, Nick.
What's up?
Hey,
so, you do have a team of artists to manage right now. Are you checking in on everyone, directing their work?
Yeah, we're kind of all going to help each other out, but I'm also leaving it up to the team to interpret it in any way they want. And it's not just like, do it this way, like whatever they want and just have fun with it.
Something I would say as a team leader,
yeah.
Especially with so many moving pieces, check in often just in case it's not matching with your vision. Because at the end of the day, this entire thing is supposed to be your
vision,
and if it doesn't match up, that's going to be on you.
Got it. Yes, 100%.
Do you have any words for David?
I love David, but yeah, he's not going to win this challenge.
There's that confidence.
I like the confidence.
Again.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
So for this first house, where's the
David?
Back.
How's it going?
We're getting all the sketching and planning done. I wanted to really create like a sanctuary space. You know, I wanted it to feel very healing and very nurturing and very abundant.
I mean, the art does bring them a sense of comfort, joy.
Yes. Like, I work at a nonprofit right now. So like, this type of stuff is like what I live to do. Combining art with helping people has been my like life goal ever since I can remember. Every single brush stroke I'm painting, I'm doing with so much love, knowing that this could change someone's life for the better, you know?
What would you say is the hardest part for that?
There's so much to cover. It feels like not too much is getting on the walls, because right now I'm just like, we need to start doing something like exciting.
David, well, you obviously have a lot of work to do, so we're gonna let you go back to directing and managing your team.
Michelle, you said you wanted to help with the heart?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying this heart, right?
Mm-hmm. Those two, one big one.
I think that's a perfect heart.
Do you feel like the proportions are off, though?
No.
Like, these fingers are gonna be a little fat, and this one's gonna be a little small. So maybe, like, this is a man hand.
From far, like, this distance, it looks perfect. And even farther, it's gonna look even more amazing.
Okay.
So I think it's perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah.
These are, like, other people he respects. He's scared to tell them no, or if their thing's not up to par.
Good job.
Okay.
I'm checking on Michelle.
Alrighty.
And as a good leader, if it's not good enough, you gotta be like, hey, we gotta redo that.
Yeah.
You have too much faith in me, Nick.
I do. I have faith in everybody.
We're doing so well, guys.
I've never painted anything this big before in this amount of time. So I'm definitely a little nervous.
Oh, you know what we could do, Gabe? I'd be like, I think David's nervous. I want him to hear it, though.
Let's do it.
Guys, I think David's nervous. David!
Nick.
Look.
We're being spied on.
Hi.
Okay, thanks for the shot.
Oh, my God.
You look great.
Hey, Nick, what are you working on?
You're not gonna get content out of me.
It wouldn't be content we want to use anyway.
Yeah.
Artists, you only have 2 hours left for today.
I'm trying to focus so hard on getting this covered. And I want to make sure we can also film like funny stuff, but it's hard to do both at once.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're not cracking as many jokes as you usually
do. I know, it's crunch time. I want walls covered, and then once things are covered, I'll feel a lot better.
Yeah. And be able to like unleash your personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, with all this planning and all this pressure, I can tell that I'm in my head. And there's so much on the line. And the whole time I'm like, I need to be funnier so that there's something to edit. There's just too much work to do. Like, this is really hard. There's so much to cover and my ideas are so all over the place and I really want this to be amazing. Thank God y'all are here to help. This would be impossible with just one person.
Hi, friends.
Hi.
I'm coming in.
How's it going?
Good. Okay, David.
Dana.
This is the most subdued I have ever seen you.
I'm over this color blocking.
It's
a lot more space than I thought it was. And then I think I'll feel a lot better once I start doing more details and stuff.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
He's stressed, but we got it. This whole competition, I haven't been stressed and I've been having so much fun. And the fact that it got to me right now, it's not good. There's no time for this feeling. I need to pivot.
Understand you have help and understand you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
So now level up.
I needed the pep talk. Thank you.
I'm giving you all the juju.
Yes,
give
me all the juju, all the good vibes. Yes.
Mama Dana came through and got my head back in the game because there's no time to be stressed. Like, it feels like a wake-up call.
No, she's right, though.
Like, she is.
This is the most pressure you're gonna feel. We're in the finale.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, so this is also that expectation. It's like, how are you gonna perform under pressure? We have all day tomorrow, okay?
Okay, we got it.
I want you to know, like, you got this.
You're here because you're about to win this. Yes! No, I got it.
How are you feeling about your entire team so far?
I love my team. Everybody's so talented, so it's so cool to work with everybody.
You're the leader, and you can't be afraid to say no.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, obviously, you can do it in a nice way, but if they're not executing your vision, you tell them they're not executing your vision.
Right, for sure.
Oh, man, there's so much to do.
We're feeling good, but we're also feeling super drained and tired.
Oh, my goodness, we're going to be so tired. Woo.
We're ready to get some sleep.
Yes, we are.
Artists, end of day one is in 20 minutes.
Wake up.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's the end of the filming day. I'm so tired, y'all. 6 hours, we have 6 more to go. How are we feeling?
I'm dead.
I'm feeling like I need to sleep.
I need a nap. I need a power nap, girl. This is crazy. But let's do it. We got it.
Yes.
We're about halfway through this challenge, and my team is finishing their details on all of their houses. And I'm taking a break.
Oh, gosh. Long challenge.
Okay, did you get it?
Yeah, I did.
Artists, end of day one. We are closing the stages.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, so maybe we are done.
This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but the plan is going good so far for this challenge. And we just have to keep executing to make it all come together. I have to direct the team and do art at the same time. It's a lot, and it's very overwhelming.
Good job, guys.
Good job.
Nice.
I will take all of that advice from Zach and just apply it to my life, my art, and everything, because I really want to win this competition more than anything. I love the concept of giving back, especially to people in need. Being able to be a part of a project like that is just a dream come true, and let's hope.
Come here. Yes, you're so good.
That was insane. I was panicking with the paint in my head, and it was okay. Like, we're gonna get it done, and it's already at a better point now than it was.
All right, let's go, guys. Take off.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna give us 4 hours to get these finished, and then I also wanna have 2 hours to edit, because this video is gonna be so important.
So hard.
This is my time to make a difference and to really touch a lot of people's lives and hearts, because I have so much love and light to bring to people. So I'm gonna start some drawings and get planning for tomorrow, because I have a big day ahead of me and I can do this. I know I can.
All right, let's get back to it.
I'm locked out.
So Jake, we're gonna start with this and get this finished with palm trees, cactuses, all that good stuff. Jazz, I trust you to do the rainbows and the straight edges here.
Thank you. Oh no, it's locked back up again. The fist bump took too long.
Game plan for today. We have to finish the front walls first. Mackenzie, you're working on the rose. It's already looking gorgeous. We'll do this one. And then Ryan and I will start the new stencil on this one. Let's try to crank out as much as we can.
Yeah, I just have this side left to do, so it should be done.
Artists, your final 6 hours starts now.
We're back to filming, second half, 6 more hours. We got this, y'all. Let's finish these houses.
So if you want to start sketching the roses out.
Okay.
Awesome, sweet.
Did you come up with some different plans for the rest of the room?
Yes, and if we get 4 hours of paint today, 2 hours editing, we can make it work. So I have to make things simpler, make things less block, colored, heavy. So I have to manage my time because I need to be the David that everyone knows and loves. Okay, ready? Welcome to David's Zumba class. We're gonna get the blood levels rising and the energy flowing.
Yes!
I wanna keep making Zach laugh.
That was a good workout, girl. Oh my God.
We have enough? That's cute, high energy.
Yeah, I like that. Over.
That'll be fun. Like that. Back to painting.
If we could spend like an extra like 5-10 minutes on this wall, because it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
if we can get one more leaf, like boom, boom, the hands on the other side that Mackenzie did, I think they already look really nice. Did you double check them? Because I know she said she wanted you to touch them.
I can go over some with black.
Zach pointed out that my style in directing these artists is wonky, and he's right. I just have to change it now. I'm usually the nice guy, but this is the finals. I need to direct every member and get real and be like, yo, you're not doing right.
Fill little hearts and just fill the top just a little bit more.
Maybe connecting, so from here to there.
Okay.
Yeah?
Hi, friend. You took your note from Zach.
Yeah, I'm really trying. I mean, it's not easy to tell people what to do, but
yeah.
I mean, it's all out of love at the end of the day.
So. Yeah, yeah. So you're doing this project for so many people
need. Oh my God. Like a big thing for me, like I just don't like seeing anybody down bad for whatever reason.
Yeah. So
to win something like this is just like, it's crazy for me, but I'm not really thinking about it for me. I'm thinking about it for everybody like that's less fortunate.
And where do you think that that compassion came from? Was that something your parents taught you?
All my parents.
Yeah?
Yeah. My dad is the best person in the world. He came here from El Salvador, and he's just been working two jobs just to support our family. Like, yeah. No matter what, he'd have a smile on his face, that puts so many things into perspective for me. Just it's like hard to think about it without like getting emotional about it.
That's okay though.
Yeah.
When you think about the difference I can make for so many people.
Right. This is more than just winning a challenge. Growing up, I always wanted to give back. And with an opportunity like this to change not only my family's life, but to help people in need is mind-blowing. Everything I'd want to do.
You got this. Okay?
Yeah.
Keep working.
Thank you, Dana.
Keep working. Good luck.
Thank you.
2.5 hours left in this challenge. If I were you, I'd start wrapping up your houses.
Jess.
What?
Can you do the circles in these circles?
Yes.
If you guys can, just double-check everything.
Yeah, we can go around and touch stuff up.
Wait, we have... Yes, 58 seconds left of painting.
Oh my God, so we just finished customizing 3 houses in just 12 hours.
Great job, you guys.
Yes. Thank you guys for watching. Peace.
Yes.
Thanks, Dan.
The painting portion of this challenge had me really nervous, but now that I'm getting ready to edit, I just feel a lot more comfortable. We have so much content to look through.
It's a lot, it's everything to think about.
I have to stay calm about it so it doesn't overwhelm me.
The Knicks houses are really cute, but I think my houses are better. Like, I didn't just do a peace sign to represent peace. I tried to really elevate these concepts into something more powerful. I'm not scared of Nick, but he's really good at editing, so that's kind of scary.
Okay, Zach, this is it.
I know.
This is, like, right now we're watching them. They're in the editing phase. This is the final phase. What are you hoping that they show you?
So, first of all, I want to see amazing art, and I think they did a pretty good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this is a more heartfelt video just adds so many different layers. You have your storytelling, you have your entertainment side, you have your team. There's just so many things you have to execute. One wrong move, and one of those things will be completely lost.
Are you ready to crown the next instant influencer?
Not yet, Dana. I didn't see the videos.
I'm just saying, like, get ready for it.
Oh. I'm having an anxiety attack right now.
I'm a slow editor sometimes, and right now with this pressure, there's no time to not know how to manage my time. I just need to turn up the polish, edit these videos faster. I need to beat Nick.
Why did I do that?
Time is literally running out. There's no room for error. My video needs to be perfect.
My neck is in so much pain.
David's video is gonna be the best.
No, Nick's videos are on point. He has this energy about him. His art's popping. Hashtag Nick.
Hashtag Team David.
Wait, why are we fighting over this? We're still going home empty-handed either way. Hashtag Team Eliminated.
Hashtag No Name.
Oh man, I'm like shaking. That's
ten.
A close one.
Why is that happening?
Oh my God, 10 seconds left and I have an error in my video. I put the movie bars wrong. And I am freaking out about it.
Nine, eight, seven.
Oh, and I just don't have time to change it.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Just hoping that doesn't hinder my chances at winning this competition.
Time's up.
Nice job, guys.
I feel great. I'm really excited to see this.
All right. Okay, artists, you had 12 hours to design a concept for an entire tiny homes village.
That was crazy. And that was our biggest challenge. So I've invited my friend Carter Scherer to come take a look at all the amazing work you've done.
Hey, Zach, thanks for having me. This is great.
Huh?
Carter? Where are you?
I'm backstage, over here in the booth.
In the booth?
Can you see me?
No, I actually can't. Why are you over there?
You said you needed a director for your show, right?
No, we actually have a director already.
Oh, you're the... Got it, okay.
Carter, I told you we needed a special guest. Please read your email.
Oh, well, perfect. I can do that too. I'll be right out.
Woo! Hey! Yeah!
All right.
Welcome, Carter.
Thank you, thank you. This is so cool.
Artists, meet my friend Carter Scherer.
Yeah. Hey guys, hi.
Carter is a YouTuber known for his crazy experiments, challenges, and ridiculous content.
I'm so excited to be here. This is awesome. So Zach, this is the last one. I just found that out like right now.
Yeah, it's the finale.
Yeah, Zach, that seems like a ton of responsibility for me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
David, wonderful job on your houses behind you.
Thank you.
And Nick, wonderful job on the houses behind you. But now it's time to kick it off. We're gonna start with David.
Yeah.
Okay? Woo!
All right. Thank you.
David, you've come such a long way. You started in the bottom, but have proven yourself challenge after challenge. Now everything comes down to your tiny home concept.
David, let's take a look at your tiny home video.
Yes. Do it.
Today, I'm gonna be doing the most important painting of my entire life. I'm gonna be turning these three homes into a gorgeous sanctuary for the people who need it most, but I can't do it alone. I need my queens. I got Jazz and Sophie here. And wait, hold on.
Jake, he said queens.
Jake, yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
We're gonna freaking kill it. Let's go. First, we're gonna start off by taping off this gorgeous wall. Let's do it.
You wanna spank that wall.
I'm kinda jealous of the wall. Let's get painting.
Transition.
Wow. It's going so well, I can't wait to change people's lives with this art.
Jake, are you sleepy?
Oh my God.
Okay, our team's a little tired. We gotta get the energy flowing. I'm gonna do something to wake us up a little bit.
Oh no.
So first we're gonna start with some sassy jumping jacks.
You squat.
Pump these irons, y'all. Back to work, y'all. Okay, the paintings are really coming together now. I'm so excited. I can see the vision happening. However, guys, let's get serious for a second. I currently work in a nonprofit, and combining art and helping people has been my like whole life mission. So I know I need to be the one to make this village come to life and be beautiful. I love making people feel loved and safe with my work, and this is such a physical way to do that. But it's coming together, and I believe in this so much, and I know this team can pull it off. Oh my God, so we just finished customizing three houses in just 12 hours. I'm so proud of you guys, we did it. Yes! Oh my God, and we will see you in the next video.
Oh my God.
David, I thought you gave some nice sense of the story. I thought you guys had some really funny bits, but I would have liked to see a little bit more authentic moments with your team. I was looking at you, but in more of like a theatrical moment, not really like how you're really, really feeling during the challenge. I think the concept's really fun. It's very whimsical, and I do see how this can be done on a large scale.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration for this concept?
I really wanted to inspire people, and using art to make people feel like they're safe and home is like my number one priority in everything I do. And so all the imagery is very positive and bright and very fantastical because I wanted that whimsy to really be breathtaking and just radiate a bunch of joy.
Overall, nice design.
Wow, David, I think you are hilarious.
Thank you.
You're very fun to watch, and the artwork that you produced is incredibly beautiful. I will say, though, this was a multiple-hour project to do three, and I didn't get a sense of that time crunch, showing, you know, how that affects your mentality. Are you getting tired? Are you excited? Are you going to finish on time? I love those moments, and I think that would have really enhanced the video as well.
For sure, Carter.
I feel like your growth, to Zach's point, has just been through the roof. What has this time really meant for you?
Oh my God, Dana hitting the heavy questions, girl.
Always.
This has been the most incredible experience of my whole life. I've learned so much from all of you, and I came into this competition where I feel like I am my most authentic self, and after going through so much for who I am. Like, it felt really good to be able to be here and have so much fun. No matter what happens, like, I am leaving here so full of inspiration to go, like, kick ass and, like, make some bomb art and uplift people, you know?
Wow. Okay.
David, that passion and vulnerability is great, and I love hearing it right now. I just wish that was part of the video. But I still think your team did an amazing job.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
After hearing the review, I know the personality's there, and I know that what I stand for is there. But then I was so obsessed with being funny. That became the main goal. So I do regret that a little bit. I'm hoping for the best.
Nick, you're up.
Okay.
Nick, you have literally impressed me with every single video you've put out. I see that you've been learning so much around you and your art's improved a ton, but everything does come down to this final challenge.
All right, Nick, for the last time, let's take a look at your tiny homes video.
Yes, let's do it.
Today, my team and I have 12 hours to create beautiful artwork on these homes for people in need. Mackenzie, you're working on this house. Ryan, you're working on this house. And Michelle, go get a sweater.
What?
This challenge means everything to me because not only do I get to create beautiful art with my team, but I get to give back to the community, which is something I've always wanted to do when creating. A month ago, I would have never thought I'd have the opportunity to be here on Instant Influencer, so now I want to use my art to not only change my life, but to change others. Let's go change some people's lives. Go, 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 go.
Walking by homeless people sleeping out on the street always ate at me. Now that I have the opportunity to be able to give back at this sort of scale is absolutely life-changing for me and for everybody a part of this project.
We are an hour and 35 minutes in, and we still have 8 walls to cover and so much more work to do. Guys, we have 9 hours left. How's everybody feeling?
Oh. 9 more hours of this.
Nick, I think we have a problem.
What's up?
This.
Why are we still here? After 12 hours, not only did we customize 3 full houses, but now we have the chance to make an impact on the community. Here's the review. Thank you guys for watching. Peace.
Wow. Nick, you always present me with amazing videos, but somehow for this video, you managed to make it just a little bit better. You told me a bit of your story. You did an amazing job telling me what the stakes were, and the transitions were just spot on. I saw that you were experimenting with the cinematic bars. I would be very, very careful with those because there were some misplaced bars throughout the video. Sometimes it makes it look a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Your team did an amazing job on the artwork.
Thank you.
What inspired your tiny home concept?
I wanted to really give somebody a reason to just stand out the house and just look at it and be really happy.
To like get motivation and to know that no matter how hard times get, there's always hope, peace, and love still in this world.
I mean, I'm impressed, but what I would have done if I were you is have a couple of those geometric lines go into the rows a little bit, just so when you look at them side by side over here, it almost looks like they connect together and would have brought the entire piece together a little more.
For sure.
Yeah. Carter, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I want to say that your video was awesome. You definitely held my attention through the entire way, and that is not an easy thing to do.
Thank you.
Good work on that.
Thank you so much, dude.
And all this artwork was wonderful.
Okay, I want to ask you the same question that I asked David. Can you just share with us what this journey has been like for you?
This is so cool to be a part of. This whole show has been the best experience of my life. It's like the best definition of a dream come true that I could ever put into words. It's still crazy to think that, you know, through art you can change somebody's life, and you really can. It's not really just about creating a piece anymore. It's more about like, how is that piece gonna affect whoever's watching it? And now I think that's my favorite part about content creation. I mean, as long as they can smile while looking at it, that's it.
Okay, Nick, thank you.
Thank you.
Being here already has changed my life.
But winning this thing would just be the cherry on the cake. David is very talented. It's nerve-wracking to go up against him.
Like, I don't know who's gonna win this.
Okay, artists, this is it. But I want you to know that win or lose, you should feel proud about every single accomplishment that you've had in your time here. You've got to work with one of the best in the game and taken a lot away from it. So be proud no matter what. But at the end of the day, it is a competition and Zach is going to choose one winner. So now it's time for Carter and I to have a little chat with Zach. So you guys can go back to the lounge and then we'll come and get you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
There's 10 of us. And now we're in top two. Like, this was not even a thought, being here.
I know. It's been so hard, and it's been so crazy. This is insane. You killed that.
You killed that.
Aww, you did so good.
Dana and Carter, this is the finale. I think even though we're crowning one of them a winner, both of them 100% has what it takes to become a huge influencer. Mm-hmm. And I think they both have strengths and weaknesses that kind of balance each other out.
Okay.
Nick, I think his videos are incredible. He can bring me from start to finish. There's so many things he does well.
His video showed so much passion to me.
I can see like he has an eye for it.
David, his art is very unique. He shows a lot of personality and I can really see that in the video.
Yeah, you really had to capture an audience, hold them there. You know how important watch time is, for example, yeah, especially on YouTube. He really wowed me.
Which one of these artists do you think could truly brand themselves and create their own legacy?
Yeah, and Zach, which one of these amazing artists do you see their vision going to all of these tiny homes? Which one do you think you see being the best?
Okay. I had a little panic attack there.
For our breathing? You got this.
This decision is going to be tough, but I mean, for this show, I took the role of the judge and the host. I mean, it says it right there. So, I think I have a decision.
Ooh, all right.
This is going to be Zach's like biggest project ever. Yeah,
and this is going to be life-changing for both of us.
Everybody.
I'm feeling everything you could possibly think of. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of David.
It hasn't clicked with me yet that I can possibly win $100,000.
And I really want to be a part of this project.
It was so stressful.
That was by far the hardest of all the challenges. My heart's like racing and like I'm thinking about the community I'm fighting to advocate for and make art about. I want to win this challenge so bad.
This is it.
Oh my god.
This is it, dude.
First things first, artists, I think you are both so talented and I had so much fun just making this show with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Oh my god, thank you.
But the time has come to announce the winner of the $100,000 prize, along with the chance to collaborate with me on the Tiny Homes customization video. Inspired by your creative vision for the entire village. David, Nick, both of your videos were incredible, but one did stand out to me. I saw the vision throughout the whole video and I really felt the passion in it. And the winner of Instant Influencer is Nick!
Oh, yay! You did so good. You did so good.
I just won $100,000. This is unreal. My life is completely changed. It's literally a dream come true.
That's great. I'm going over. Come here, man. Congratulations.
Win or lose, this has been the best experience of my life. I've surprised myself challenge after challenge, and I feel so much more confident in what I can do and who I am, and that has been the most rewarding thing in the whole world.
Yeah. All right, Nick, come with me. We're gonna go sign off.
Okay.
Just imagine when you tell your family.
Oh, dude, they're not gonna believe me, man. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you, dude.
I think you just constantly improve on your videos and the houses you made just pop so much. And I feel like it can bring color to a lot of people that really need that in their lives.
Thank you, dude.
We're gonna do a huge collaboration video. We're literally gonna customize an entire village.
Oh my God.
And you're gonna run that show with me.
I'm so excited, dude.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Zach.
Are you ready to sign off?
I'm ready to sign off.
This is ZHC.
This is Nick.
He is the winner, and this was the finale of Instant Influencer. See ya.